Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into the SSBN Network, home of the hottest hosts and online radio. And for the next 4 hours, you're about to keep it real hot and fresh. So get ready.
What's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? This is your boy, Z-Fly, host of Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh every Monday night. The SSBN Network is here live with you tonight. You know how we do. I hope everybody is doing very, very well tonight. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope everything is going great for you. Well, here we are again. Everybody, we are now in March. And for this month, for the show, we are calling this March Madness, because that's all we're going to be doing. We're going to be bringing you some of the really realest mad topics on that's around. So that's what we're calling this month. We're calling it March Madness. So we're going to get things started in no time like the present. But what we're going to do first is we're actually going to play a song by one of our featured artists just to get the mood, right? We're going to set the mood. So we're here is a song by one of our featured artists that has been on our show, and let's hear it. Okay, and the song by the featured artist is coming. Let's see, featured artist song. We have a new DJ, and she should be playing a featured artist song now. New DJ, what's going on? DJ, song, please.
Who?
You. We just want to hear a song, one of this on tonight, by one of our featured artists. Anybody? You know, actually, let's hear King Jabbar, a song by King Jabbar. Almost heard it.
Just too hard to show your feelings.
than complaining, never
giving love.
I'm sick of this and I'm
giving up.
Go back to the streets, I'm
giving up.
Don't look at me, just shut up. Got these accusations on every night. You doing things just to start a fight. Like your shit is tight. Yo, who were you with on Friday night? So I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I did it, I fucked that guy. And you wonder why? Cause we can't seem to see eye to eye. And now you wanna cry. I guess it's better than living a lie. So I'm gone and I don't need you in my life.
Why you making me? Why you making me? Why you making me? Making me cry. Won't you look in my eyes and tell me why? Why you making me cry? And tell me why?
You can't be serious. Now tell me why you wanna do me like that. This is the X Factor. Ain't no more turning back. You just a thing of the past. You just another throwback. It's just too bad and too sad. Holding on memories with a chain to pass. So far gone, can't make it back. Can't miss nothing that I never had. Slipping through my fingers right out my hand. Gave you the world, you took my last. The sheer thought of death just make me mad. Can't take the good without the bad. Should've known better just to be your friend. Love you so much that I took a chance. No love don't live here anymore. No deal, fell us up a long time ago. Never say never, no, that's a fact. Next motherfucker don't stand a chance. Stay so gone.
Why you making me?
Why the tears rolling down my eyes?
Why you making me?
Told myself I'm gonna cry no more.
Why you making me?
Why the tears rolling down my eyes?
Why you making me?
Told myself I'm gonna cry no more.
Why you making me? Why you making me? Why you making me? Making me cry. Won't you look in my eyes and tell me why? Why you making me cry? And tell me why.
Okay, everybody, so that was on King Jabbar. And that was his song, Making Me Cry. So, everybody, thank you again for tuning in tonight. Just to give you some little info, what's going on. There's always a lot of things going on. Just like I said, you know, this is March Madness. Keeping it real fresh. We're keeping it real March Madness. We're going to bring you real topics all this month. Just a few things before we kick off the show is if you have do not know, everybody be sure to check out Dancing with the Stars this season because Wendy Williams will be there. So if you are a fan of the night of the daytime diva talk show host who tells everybody's business, then definitely be sure to check out Dance with the Stars because she will be there. And it's going to be interesting to see how well she actually does because as most people know, she's very big and very tall. So we're going to see how her dance partner, deals with her. So that should be interesting. Also, as you know that. American Idol has kicked off, so they're definitely in, you know, starting to do American Idol. But it's very interesting, though, because a lot of people are saying how J-Lo, she's crying too much and she really hates to, you know, judge the people. But, you know, if you're going to be a judge on a show where you're hired to judge, then you have to just judge the people. So a lot of people, so what are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts? Do you think J-Lo is being too whiny? Is she a good judge for this? You know, a lot of times, just because she has her stats, which is J-Lo, does that make her a good judge? You know, because if you're going to judge the people, you really got to judge them. So feel free to call in 646-200-3136 and let us know what you think on J-Lo. Also, Celebrity Apprentice started last night. March 6th was the first day of the Celebrity Apprentice. Some of the people that's going to be out there this season is going to be Latoya Jackson, Star Jones, Nene Leakes from the Atlanta Housewives. You got Lil Jon. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of interesting people that's going to be on this season of Celebrity Apprentice. And if you haven't heard the buzz, Star Jones and Nene Leakes, they're going to get into it. So you definitely don't want to miss that because they're definitely going to keep the drama going. So it should be very, very interesting. So that's what's going on with that. So tonight, everybody, we're definitely going to get into the topic. And tonight, your boy Z5, I may be doing this show solo tonight. So basically, this is just going to be a show of I'm bringing a real topic. You can definitely tell me your thoughts. Facebook page is open. You can go to www.facebook.com/realhotfresh, and you can leave any comments, questions, or anything you may have on the show or about the show or whatever on Facebook, or you can definitely call in because this is just me tonight. I need some company. So definitely call in. Again, it's 646-200-3136. So, but before we get started, we're going to pick some bills real quick. So we're going to go into a little commercial break to get these bills out of the way. So here we go. Here's a commercial. Keep it real hot and fresh.
So you made a New Year's resolution to lose weight, but with so much temptation such as cheeseburgers, fried chicken, and even sodas, it's hard to stay on track. So why not give health food a try and let herbalist Freddie Atkinson set you on the right path to a healthy lifestyle. Owner of Adarian Health Foods in Wilson, North Carolina, Freddie focuses on scheduling his customers with healthy, natural diets that are easy to follow. How your body looks on the inside is just as important on how it looks on the outside. So come give health a chance. Come give God a chance. There's life in the name. For more information, call 252-291-5727 or log on to www.projectgreenlife.com/nearmanna, which is spelled NEARMANNA. Do you think you're purely poetic? If so, be sure to check out the Open Mic Night every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hosted by my cousin. This show allows you to read poetry, lyrics, or just express yourself how you may feel. And the bonus is you may just win a prize. So log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic and be ready to rock the mic.
All right, everybody, that's what's up. We had to pay them bills. You're back to the show. Hello? Hello? Oh, I heard something. So we're back, keeping it raw and fresh. Thank you for tuning in tonight. So we're going to go ahead and jump to this topic. So I was really hoping that I would have my crew with me on this topic to make it more juicier. But this is just me tonight. I'm just going to deliver the information, and I'm also going to get into the Facebook question. Now, tonight we're talking about sex tonight, but we're talking about specific sex. Threesomes are what some people will call menage a trois, but we're not just talking about the act of it. We're talking about what actually makes a threesome. And I'm going to be reading your Facebook questions. So this is your topic. Your answers are what you want to know. So, you know, a lot of people love sex. Obviously, it's everywhere. It's all on TV. It's on billboards. You know, it's just, I mean, you can't even really step outside without seeing sex somewhere, right? It's even in schools, you know, it's in schools, everywhere. So, tonight, though, we're going to be talking about specifically threesomes. Now, some of y'all who maybe might not know what that is, it's basically whenever a threesome is there's three people involved, you know, two boys or two males, one female, or two females, one male, or whatever, you know. But basically, there's three people involved in the act of the sex. So the thing is, what are your thoughts about a threesome? So be sure to call in 646-200-3136. So being now with threesomes, it has a lot of positive and has a lot of negative effects. Now, the positive effects is a lot of people, they find it, you know, to be really fun, really something to do, really something to try. And it's actually funny, actually, because, you know, whenever you think of sex, you know, the modern thing, or not the modern thing, but the typical thing is, you know, just one-on-one. But a lot of people, they'll add people to make it, I guess, more fun. But does it make it more fun? Or does it just get more complicated? Because there's the fact of a person could get jealous. You know, maybe one of the three may be getting left out, or, you know, because, like, in a threesome, is everybody still getting the same amount of sex, or is, could one person, you know, be getting left out of it? So it's really crazy. So, you know, there's the thing of, could it be a jealousy thing? Could that factor in? Or could it be a neglect? Now, the thing, too, is a lot of people don't look at threesomes in a negative way. I mean, some people look at it in a negative way. For example, some people may think that if you do something like that, then you have a self-esteem problem. Well, is that true, people? Could a person have a self-esteem problem if they allow themselves to be involved in a threesome? And what would make a person want to be involved in a threesome? I mean, is it just the, you know, the obvious, or could it be much, much deeper? It's, I'm the type of person that I don't believe in everything being black and white. I like the gray areas, because to me the gray areas is where you actually find the truth. You know, a lot of times people go, oh, well, they do it because of this, or they don't do it because of that, but they don't ever look at the gray area. So what exactly makes a person want to get involved in something, in an act, in a sexual act such as a threesome? You know. You know, getting back on the self-esteem thing, a lot of people will say, well, some people will say that if a person does that, they don't feel good about themselves. Well, what would have to contribute to make a person not feel good about themselves? Well, I'm asking you. So 646-200-3136. They're going to get around to your Facebook questions, but I do want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. What do you think about threesomes? And so many people out here who's listening, have you ever been involved in threesomes, and how did it go? How did it go for you? So I'm going to leave those two questions out there for right now. So what I'm going to do is, while those questions are out there, I want you to let it marinate, okay? And I want you to call back in. I want you to call in. And I want you to let me know your thoughts. But in the meantime, coming up, we're going to talk about married people who have threesomes. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But first, before I get into that, we're going to get into some more music. So, DJ, hit me with some music. And this is Keeping It Raw and Fresh, people. Okay, this is why DJs get fired. DJ, can I have some music? I need some music here, DJ. Not that song, DJ. Another song.
Quicker. I know that you're telling yourself that you want to be yourself.
Y'all, that was T-Boz with her hit. Get it. But it never made it, though. It never made it to the radio. I don't know why. But anyway, all right, y'all keep it real hot and fresh. And tonight, we're talking about this. Okay. All right. tonight we're talking about the three letter word, which most of y'all know too well, which is sex. But but there's no need to be afraid to say the word. You know, and also talking about sex. I want to go ahead and put out there that if you're in the New York City area or your surrounding areas, or actually wherever you're at, be sure to come to the A's Walk, 2011 this year. That'll be in Central Park on May 15th. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's a 6-mile walk. But, you know, now some of y'all may be already like, 6 miles? I'm not walking 6 miles. But don't worry, because they have little breaks where, you know, you take water breaks, you might take a little snack break within the walk. But it's for a good cause. The A's Walk 2011 in Central Park this May 15th. At 8 a.m., you know, it's for a good cause. It's to raise money for HIV awareness and AIDS awareness, because it's very real, very, very real. So also, too, the Real Hot Fresh, we have a team. Yeah, so definitely help us out. We have a $1,000 goal that we're trying to reach before May 15th, or actually May 12th. So we're trying to reach that goal. So go online to aidswalk.net/New York, and what you're going to do is you're going to register. And whenever you register, you're going to join a team. And guess whose team you're going to join? You're going to join our team. So you're going to join Real Hot Fresh -0140 and make a donation. Remember, every dollar counts, but you can get more than a dollar if you want to. But every dollar counts, though. So again, that's aidswalk.net/New York, and then you hit register. And then you
Hello?
Click on, do you want to say hello? Why is it like I'm hearing things? I'm sorry. So aidswalk.net/New York, you hit register. You hit join the team. And then you select our team, which is Real Hot Fresh, -0104. Okay, so back to the show. All right, so everybody, well, tonight we're talking about sex. And particularly we're talking about people who have threesomes. And we want to know what exactly you know, is behind the threesome. You know, a lot of people like it. Some people don't like it. You know, if you are in a threesome, you know, is there factors like people get jealous or do somebody get neglected, or what exactly happens? So now let's talk about married people who have threesomes. Now, this is one thing that a lot of people don't understand. They're like, okay, if you're married, why are you in, you know, bringing somebody else into your bedroom? Okay, well, what seems to happen is just because some people who are married, they seem to still have a high sexual freaky life that they want to include other people. So that, for example, now if you've been watching the show The Game, then you know the characters Derwin and Melanie. Melanie, she's trying to add another girl into her husband Derwin's her husband Derwin's sex life, you know, because she thinks that'll make, you know, him happy. But if you were also watching the last week show, then you realize that Melanie, she wasn't comfortable with it because she wasn't comfortable with seeing another woman, you know, kiss her man or whatever. So, I think that's one of the things a lot of people don't understand about married people who have threesomes. There's one person gets jealous. For example, you know, if it's, the husband bringing in another woman, you know, how does the woman feel, you know? So that's a good question. Call in 646-200-3136. What do you think about married people, you know, and inviting other people into the bedroom? Do you think it's a good thing? Do you think it's a bad thing? Or do you think it will work? You know, very interesting. Another good aspect about that is also too. Whenever these people are married, there's also a thing called swingers, you know. So even though, like, in their single life, what they like to have done before, they still want to do it. You know, they still want to do it. Some people don't want to stop it, so they try to get their partner to, do it as well. So I think that's very interesting. So what we're going to do now is, while we marinate on that, marry people who do threesomes, now we're going to get into the Facebook question. And the Facebook question is, okay, in order for a threesome to be an actual threesome, all members involved have to interact, whether it's two females and a male or two males and a female. Is that true or false? Now, that question went out on Facebook, and we allow our Facebook people who are, you know, our Facebook friends to answer this question. So I want to read some of the answers that you gave. So let's see. So Tennille W. said that's the whole point. So she's saying true. Every person in the threesome has to interact. If not, it's not a threesome. Okay. Let's see. We have Brittany S. She said, no, I wouldn't want to see that. She says she would just want them interacting with me. So basically, Brittany is saying that if she was with two guys, she wouldn't want the two guys to interact. She would just want them to interact with her. But then that's not a threesome, according to Tennille Wallace, because if you're going to do a threesome, every person has to interact. Now let's just talk with Brittany's thoughts real quick. Now, if you think about it, now, with a threesome, you see it all the time, I'm sure, on TV or wherever. If there's like one guy and two girls, you know, all parties do interact because you'll see the girls kissing each other, and then they're kissing the guy or whatever and doing whatever. They're all interacting. But if there's one girl and there's two guys, you won't see the guys kissing or interacting. They just interact with the girl. Now, why is that, you think? Could it be? I mean, if you're gonna put yourself in a situation to be in a threesome, then why when there's two guys and one girl, you know, everybody's not interacting, but if there's two girls and one guy, everybody's interacting. Something to think about, right? So what I'm gonna do is we're gonna play some more music. We're gonna meditate. We're gonna let that get into your brain right there. And when I get back, I'm gonna finish reading the rest of your Facebook questions. But my DJ is about to hit us with some more music after this delay. That obviously we keep having a delay before the song. So we're going to do some more music. And when I get back, well, I'm gonna get back into your Facebook questions, y'all. This is Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh with your boy Z Fly. Here we go, DJ. What you got for us?
Yeah, as the world turns, I turn another page. Check it, 1, 2, 1, 2. My mic on, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yo,
band to the family, handing me hand-me-down. Hear me out, about, don't get loud with me.
What?
It's about my image and where I got my ambitions. Plus my deliverance, for instance. The vision's to make, hits to make, it's a mistake. If you think I was great, the very day I was born. I swore to my mom I would never sway or say or stay out late on a blind date. Wait, oops, I took you for a loop. With no hula hoop, who are you trying to be? I'm the MC, and I'll be there. And I'll be there. Back to my opening act, and now I happen to rap about the things that let me think way back. In fact, it was in Manhattan. I was happy to be laughing. Walking down the block, the cops watching squat cars, the hot bras showing their titties off. It was a sunny day for a picnic, maybe. Grant pushing the daisy.
As the world turns, we turn another page. Pray for the day that we see a new change. So I live my life hoping to get it right. And when I sleep at night, everything's all right.
I'm walking down the block, I heard somebody was shot. I was shocked, the cops didn't respond at all. All in all, I mean all the calls, the problem is not solved. We start to pause and think without our balls. Cause and effect, we are all innocent. In a sense, these events don't make any sense at all. Another black man calls without a call. Come on, dog. I call the law. We all involved above all. Hit the balls, another story unsolved. The world evolves, so I move on. Another man dead, he gone. But he lives on through my music. I maneuver through the super. I'm supercomputer. I'm with the ruler. That very day stays in my head. Raising the red days. I want a band. I feel abandoned. Yeah. Born and raised. Pray for a change. I'm out. I'm out. No longer living like a slave in chains. Life don't stop, it's not like the whole block is a job, it's a process. They're lies, come on, merely objects, watching, rocking, hoping the cops don't come knocking.
Golly, as the world turns, we turn another page. Pray for the day that we see a new change. So I live my life hoping to get it right. But when I sleep at night, everything's alright. As the world turns, we turn another page. Pray for the day that we see a new change. So I live my life hoping to get it right. And when I sleep at night, everything's alright.
Hi everybody, this is your boy Z to the F to the L to the Y, and I always keep it real hot and fresh. That's how I do. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way I know how to keep it. Now everybody, that was Lester Green, As the World Turns is the name of the song. That makes me miss As the World Turns, the actual soap opera. I used to watch that. Yeah, I did. It was actually good though. You had to get into it. Anyway, okay, so we're back to the show. And just to let you know too, tonight we're talking about sex. Everybody, okay? You're talking about sex. And I want you to call in because I want to know what you think. Now, I know y'all got thoughts on this. Obviously, you wrote your thoughts on Facebook. Now, don't be scared. You know, and it's funny because I noticed that a lot of people are actually shy to talk on the radio. But, hey, this is your time to shine. So, come and talk to your boys, D-Fly. Let me know what you think about this whole topic. Also, too, real quick, I want to make some shout-outs to all the listeners. Thank you so much to the live listeners who listen every night. Or not every night, every week, whenever we're live from 9 to 10 on Monday. Thank you so much for tuning in. thank you so much for your comments and everything on our social networks. I'll also be sure to follow us on Twitter, because we are on Twitter. You know, I try to tweet with y'all as much as I can. So go to twitter.com/realhotfresh. And, let me know what you're tweeting about. Follow me, I'll follow you. We're going to get this thing going on. And, yes, we still use MySpace, okay? You can't forget MySpace, because that's where I started at. Okay, so, yeah, so definitely hit us on MySpace, too. And it's funny because MySpace is actually kind of, reconstruct themselves. You know, they have, like, a new logo, and, you know, they're trying to stay around. So go to MySpace, MySpace.com, Real Hot Fresh, okay? And let us know what you're thinking. But definitely call in tonight, 646-200-3136, and let me know what you think on the topic tonight. Also want to make a quick shout out to all the fans of Walmart. Okay, now if you live in the New York area, the New York City area, you know that there is not a Walmart close by. Okay, so that, but however, in New York City, well, a lot of people in New York City, we are trying to get a Walmart here. There's a Target here. There's a Kmart here. But where is Walmart at? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's trying to figure out where is Walmart. So a lot of talk has been going on. You can even go to Walmart.com. If you do live in New York City and you want the Walmart to hit, you know, to the city, you can go to Walmart.com and you go to the bottom and it'll, you know, give you where you can vote to have Walmart come to the city. But however, I believe it may just be on the horizon, because I've been seeing certain commercials where, you know, it might be in Harlem. Yes, Harlem, you know Harlem, New York. So hopefully Walmart will be making its premiere or its entrance in Harlem very soon. But definitely go to the Walmart.com website and vote to have Walmart come to New York City, because New York City needs a Walmart. See, the big problem is a lot of people, they don't want Walmart to come because, you know, they're thinking of the mom-and-pop stores. A lot of those stores will be shut down. Well, if you know New York City like I do, they need to be shut down, because anytime you're selling Oreos for like $4.99, a bag of Oreos, a regular Oreos, $4.99, yeah, or Planters peanuts for like $3.99, what else? A jug of milk, like close to $4 or something, then, yeah, you need to be shut down. And Walmart will shut you down, because Walmart, they roll back prices, and they got everybody's back. They might even shut down Target. Did I say that? No, I didn't mean that. Sorry, those will be edited. Anyway, so definitely go to Walmart.com to get Walmart here in New York City. Okay, so back on the show, everybody. I mean, back on the topic. So tonight we are talking about people who do threesomes and what exactly kind of leads up to it, and, you know, what the factors are. And right now I'm reading your Facebook questions on the topic. And for those of y'all who are just tuning in, the Facebook question that was posted is, in order for a threesome to be an actual threesome, all members involved have to interact, whether it's two females and a male or two males and a female, true or false. So some of y'all gave your thoughts about that. So far we have one person who agrees that, yes, you know, whatever situation it is, everybody has to interact. One person said no. It was Brittany S. She said no, she would not want to see, you know, if she's with two males, that she wouldn't want to see the males interact. So that was the last question. So the question with that was, why not, basically? You know, if you're going to be in a threesome and that's exactly what it's supposed to be, then why wouldn't you want, you know, why wouldn't everybody be interacting? Now, one thing that was hit up by, let's see, Chatter, what is his name? Mr. X, okay. He said that a lot of times, if there's two males and a girl, then the males don't want to interact because it will make them feel uncomfortable or make them look gay or something. But the thing about it is, if you're going to be naked, having sex in the same bed or whatever, even though a girl's involved, you know, you see where I'm going with this? I mean, you're already in a risque situation, so it's kind of weird. Now you're worried about feeling homosexual or something. Isn't it crazy? So it's very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, let's get there with some of your with some more of your Facebook chats. So we have a Chad G. He says true. He said because if it's three people there and only two having sex, it's not a threesome. Yeah, that's true. You know, if there's three people involved and you know only two people are having sex at a time, that's not a threesome. You know, very true. We have a Humble Vern Drake that says depends. If it's physical, yes, but it's mental, no. So he's saying in the physical, if there's three people involved, then yes, all three do need to interact for it to be a threesome. But he says mentally, no, it doesn't have to be, you know, all three doesn't have to, you know, be involved mentally. They don't have to be involved physically. It's interesting. You know, it's interesting your comments. Let me read some more. We have a Tasha V who says that she would not want to have a threesome with two males. She says she would have a threesome with two females. Okay. Well, you know what? Hey, there is, like I said, you know, there's different kinds of threesomes. You know, it all depends on what you like or what you enjoy. So that's a threesome as well. So she would rather be with two females. Let's keep it moving. Let's see. So we have Victoria M. She said that no, she would not like to see the two guys interacting. So she agrees with Brittany S. that no, she would not like to see the two guys interacting. Okay. Let's see. Let's keep it moving here. We have y'all know how these computers are. They're crazy. Well, actually, I'm scrolling on my phone, so that's even crazier. We have a, what is that name? V Victoria something. They said that, Victoria, they said that if you're going to be in a threesome, then yes, true, all parties do need to be, you know, interacting. If not, it's not a threesome. It's more like running train. Okay. Well, you know, that is true, you know, because if you're not, like, you know, I think that if all parties are not going to be interacting, then yeah, it's going to be called something else. It's not really going to be a threesome. So that's pretty interesting. Very interesting. Y'all have some very interesting comments. I thank y'all so much for the Facebook comments. So, yeah, if you still have time to call in and let us know your live comments at 646-200-3136. Let me know about anything that I've talked about so far on the show. I'm going to keep the show moving. You know how it is. Tonight is solo night. We're in the Keeping It Real Hot Fresh thing of March Madness. It's March, and we're going mad with these topics, okay? So we're going to keep it real for you all month long. But, you know, we still got to pay bills to stay on the air. So let's go into a message from Peter. You know, this, because see, Peter is very important. If you know, we stand for a lot of things here on the show. And one of the things we stand for or stand for and against is we're against animal cruelty. So we have partnered up with Peter, you know, to get the message out about how important it is to really save the animals and not kill the animals. So here's a message from Peter. And right after, we're going to go, DJ, you're going to take us into another song. So here's a message from Peter, everybody, and then we got another song for you. And just keeping it real hot and freaky, freaky fresh.
Hi, we're the Donnas for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
We love dogs and cats. You probably do, too. But did you know that some people treat their animals like dirt?
Hard to believe it, but animals are starved, beaten, kicked, and killed by jerks who shouldn't get away with it.
But they often do get away with it.
In far too many cases, someone knew about the abuse but didn't say anything. PETA's files are filled with terrible stories of dogs and cats who died because no one took action.
The animals can't call the cops or the Humane Society.
We have to be their voices.
So if you see someone hurting or neglecting an animal, or even if you just suspect something, don't turn away. Call your local Humane Authorities or police department right away.
You probably won't even have to give your name.
Most law enforcement officials will accept anonymous tips.
Your phone call may save an animal's life.
The Donnas and PETA, thank you.
For more information on how you can help, please visit PETA2.com. That's PETA, the number 2.com, or call 757-622-PETA. Again, that number is 757-622-PETA.
Hi, write your lyrics, maintain, and copyright them. As you know, fake air, blood-sucking rappers are vital. Speaking to fake motherfuckers, don't acknowledge them at all, because deep down they want to see you fall and keep your real people close. And don't you ever let them go, the ones that got your back, filthy, rich, or dead, broke. Keep the circle tight, loyalty comes first. It's very necessary, your money is secondary. Respect is a must, so is honor and trust, because without it, the scavengers that have you surrounded, and it's a conquer and destroy game. Motherfuckers better understand it when you talk, it's not a paranoid thing, nah, this is set up. See, the object is to fuck your head up, so every move you make is all messed up. The pimps see well, the money keeps growing, the hoes keep hoeing, and they're not even knowing what's going on. It's colder than the Midwest winter in December. I can't even recall or remember seeing anything colder than this. I get pissed when I go deep into the thought about how wrong this is, and it's just not fair, and most are just not aware. But I stare at the picture, seeing this so clear that it scares me. I won't lie, I get chills up my spine every time I think about how it's real and not fake a bit. It's hard to take this shit. See, knowing so much got me thinking this ain't as sick, but on point, just like the tip of attacking. If I ain't spitting the facts, then I ain't ripping this track. They started pimping me, so I started pimping them back. My dimension is demented, homeboy, and it's as simple as that. See, they don't give a f- if the way I'm living is whack. That's why I'm giving them hell and never giving them slack. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shoot in their rhymes, tuning the mind. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shoot in their rhymes, tuning the mind. Jane, get ready, cause you know the jealous ones envy. You heavy on the maiden's minds right now. This is not a dream, it's reality. I hope you tuned in, but keep in mind, the hating is natural. The hater doesn't even know he's hating. It's human to hate. If you can't understand that, then you will get ate up quick. Cut head real good, food on the plate. I'm saying be careful, they study every move that you make. And it's on, you see what happened with this song, Sean. You wrote a clever story, motherfucker. Took you all wrong. See, they don't really understand the work of a genius. So what do? They throw rocks at you like Jesus. Jesus, so crazy. It's amazing to me how the average person don't know how to take me. Motherfuckers don't wanna show love or congratulate me, so they point fingers at me and find reasons to hate me. It makes me wanna keep my witty rhymes to myself and hide out. It maybe goes right for somebody else, like some little corny hit for some young rapper to blow. Stay on the low and try to write them in a passionate flow and put some big connects behind them. I just happen to know, but do I really want to do all that? The answer is no. Even though them royalty checks sound nice for real, I can only write to a beat that I can feel. I can only spit a rhyme that comes straight from the soul. Ask me why I not just look at you and say I don't know. I ain't that rapper that you see with an MTV crib. I'm that rapper from the streets that he preparing his kid. Taught him chess at age 3 to put his ass in the gym. It's in my mind, it's not about me, it's all about him. So I keep jabbing with the left and follow through with the right. And before you go to bed, say a prayer every night. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shoot in their rhymes, tuning the mind. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shoot in their rhymes, tuning the mind.
Artist that has been on the show. I really love that song. I really love that part where he said, I can't even think. No, the part where he says about, you know, just give me 45 minutes of studio time. And he basically, he's telling you he needs less than a minute to show you what he can do. I like that. I don't know. Okay, everybody, so we're wrapped with the show. So we have 7 minutes left of the show. So basically, everybody, so thank you so much for tuning in. And just to cover back over, so we were talking about threesomes, you know, menage a trois, whatever you want to call it. But the point is, it was very interesting because, see, a lot of times people wonder why do people do threesomes? And if you're married, why do you do threesomes? But a lot of times people, they just have these high-sex drives for the most part. And what you used to do before, as far as the married people, what they used to do before, they want to continue to do it. You know, sometimes, a lot of times people, they don't want to stop, you know, just having their partner. But see, that's all. Some people try to convince the partner to, you know, get involved with it or what you think about it so they can continue to do it. A lot of people don't. Some people don't get it, though. Some people are thinking, well, you know, you're married. You're supposed to be with the one that you want to be with. Why are you still trying to do it? But some people, they want to have the cake and eat it, too. You know, they want to be married, but then they still want to have fun with other people. That can be looked at as kind of greedy or kind of wrong or kind of just messing up your whole marriage. Because what if you, you know, get with somebody that you really like and then you really be with them, you know, it's kind of tricky, kind of crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Sure is. Also, too, I want to make a shout-out to my DJ tonight. That's my sister, y'all. She, you know, is the first-time DJ over the show. But she's doing pretty good. She's doing pretty good. So you can follow, I'm going to go ahead and I'll shout her out right quick. So you can follow my sister on Twitter. You can go by Official Honey. So, of course, Official. And Honey is spelled H-O-N-I-I. So that's Official Honey on Twitter.com. And I believe you can also find her on Facebook, too. What is her name on Facebook? I don't know her name on Facebook, but the look of Jewel, I don't just want me to give her her name, her real name. But apparently, just follow her on Twitter. If you follow her on Twitter, then she'll give you her Facebook. So, again, her Twitter account is Official Honey, and that's H-O-N-I-I. Okay, you know, I got to give her a little shout-out. But everybody, the show is wrapping up. So also be sure to join our AIDS Walk team, because that's coming up May 15th. Very, very important. And I just got word back on my sister that she doesn't mind her name being out. So if you want to follow her on Facebook, you can look at Jewel Bullock. And Jewel is J-E-W-E-L. And then Bullock, like Sandra Bullock, my cousin. I wish she probably is my cousin down the line. But that's B-U-L-L-O-C-K, so Jewel Bullock on Facebook. But real quick, also follow us on, be sure to join our AIDS Walk team. So go to AIDSWalk.net/New York, and then hit register, hit join a team, and then join our team, which is Real Hot Fresh 0140, and make a donation. Remember, every dollar counts. We really appreciate it. And be sure to follow us on all of our social networks, Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace. And you can find us by just, you know, / Real Hot Fresh on all three. And that sounds about right. You know what I'm saying? So this is your boy Z Fly, everybody. And also, again, thank you so much for your Facebook questions, because that means a lot. And what I was saying earlier was thank you for, you know, the live listeners, and thank you also for the archive listeners. All of you people who go back and listen to the show whenever it's not live, that means a lot. Those numbers are very high. So keep those numbers coming, and we'll definitely keep it real hot and fresh. But you know how we end the show every single Monday night that we're hosting with 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto. And then we're going to be out of here until next week. Y'all remember, this is March Madness, and all month long we're going to be bringing you real topics. The kind of topics that people don't want to talk about. See, the topic tonight, people don't want to talk about. You know, so not really. You know, they want to do it, but they won't talk about it. So we're going to dissect it and figure out why people are doing this. You know, I mean, if it's wrong or it's right, or Jupiter is going to dissect it. Here's 10 ways you know you're ghetto, and we'll see you next week. All right, now, number 10. You know you ghetto if you carry a flask to the club because they don't allow brown bagging, okay? All right, you know, some of y'all. See, I see a little brown bag still in there, but I do see the flask. Y'all have it in your little coat pocket. Number 9, you know you ghetto if you leave dirty dish rags and towels laying around in the kitchen. Well, isn't that everybody? Everybody ghetto. Number 8, you know you ghetto if you don't have a job, but you get your hair and nails done weekly. How do people do that? Unemployment, there you go. Number 7, you know you ghetto if your bank is a check cashing place. I know that's right. Number 6, you know you ghetto if you leave food sitting out overnight, then eat it the next day. Number 5, you know you ghetto if you get child support from 4 different men. Oh, that's not good. Y'all been doing too many threesomes. Number 4, you know you ghetto if you eat Cheerios at work for lunch. Okay. Number 3, somebody on the dot. Number 3, you know you ghetto if you have your conversation on speakerphone at the store and you talk all loud. Mm-hmm. I seen that in Walmart. Number 2, you know you ghetto if the toilet always stops up when you flush it. Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna lay out them ribs, and I'll lay out that steak and all those starches. And number one, y'all, you know you get a, if you say your grandma is Indian, even though her name is Jessie Mae Jackson. I mean, what's up with that? All right, y'all, that's 10 ways you know you get a. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Tune in next week. We'll have another real topic for you in this March Madness that we're doing. And a special thank you to my DJ tonight, Official Honey, my sister. All right, y'all, this is your boy Z-Fly. I'm out of here. Peace.